And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. So Jesus came and took the throne, took the book out of the right hand of God the Father that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them a harp and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. When you pray, he's catching your prayers in a bowl. You know, these angels are putting them in a bowl, so they'll all be there. They won't, not one of them get by. How would you like to go up there one day and say, Lord, why did this not happen to me? He said, angel, come over here. I want Thurman's angel over here. Okay, he comes over and he says, where's his bowl of prayers? He said, well, here's the bowl, but it's empty. He never prayed. Now, would you want to be like that? Would you want him to say, well, here's this big bowl I've got here, and let me get about 500 more angels that got bowls just like that. That's his prayer. He prayed a lot, God. Now, how would you like to be like that? Oh, that's the way I want to be known. Lord, I've prayed a lot for a lot of people, and I want those bowls to be full when I get there. I don't want my angel to be holding an empty bowl. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, and every one of them had harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Verse 9 and 10. And they sung a new song, saying, you are worthy. Do we have a song, you're worthy? Yeah, it's a good song. We're worthy. He's worthy. To take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. I like that. I mean, we're going to reign with a king someday. We ought to be reigning with him right now. You know it? He said in Romans 5:17, to those of us that know these wonderful things. In fact, Dave, remember that place right there and go to the King James, go to Romans 5:17. I want to back up to Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, that's Adam, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, which is Jesus, shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. When are we supposed to be reigning and ruling? Right now. If you walk in obedience to His Word and you got these words in your heart, you can reign and rule right now. You can pray a prayer of faith, and if you will ask God to do something, if you're walking clean and pure and holy in His presence, and you've just remitted every sin, and you ask the Lord for something, He says, I will withhold no good thing from my obedient sons. Amen. Is that what He says? Is that a good promise? Yes. So when you ask Him for something, what's He going to do for you? He's going to do something good, isn't he? Hey, we prayed a while ago for you. It's done, isn't it? All you need to do is go and praise the Lord. You know, I think about this guy one time, this woman. She come to church and I prayed with her about her husband. And, I mean, he was not living right. He was doing all kinds of things. And I kicked the devil out of him, done all kinds of things. I said, now go home and praise God. She goes home and her husband said, where have you been today? She said, I've been to church. What'd you do? Well, me and the pastor prayed for you. He said, it don't do no good for you to pray for me. I ain't going to obey nothing. She walked and put her finger around his chest and said, you don't have nothing to say about it. Me and the pastor agreed, and God's going to move in your heart, and you're going to get saved, and you ain't going to have nothing to say about it. And the guy got saved. He got saved, gloriously saved. Isn't that amazing? I remember a woman that called me like that. She had a daddy. He was 86 years old. He'd been lost all his life. He was meaner than the devil himself. When she'd try to go over to their house to talk about Jesus, daddy, he'd kick her out. He'd run her out of the house physically. He'd hit her. Don't you come over here and talk to me about Jesus. She called me one day and said, Thurman, my daddy's 86. He could die anytime, and I don't want him to die and go to hell. I said, God don't want him to either. I said, so me and you are going to go to the throne of grace. I'm going to kick the devil out of your daddy. I'm going to ask the Lord to move on his heart. I'm going to command that devil to get his hands off of him. I'm going to ask the Lord to convict that man of sin. Then I'm going to ask him to send the right labor into the harvest to bring your daddy in. Then I'm going to ask God to fill him with the Holy Ghost and let him start speaking in tongues the minute he gets saved. Yeah. We prayed that prayer. 2 weeks later, she called me back and said, Thurman, this is the most awesome thing. My daddy called me today and told me to come over to his house. He wanted to talk to me about Jesus. She said, Daddy, did you say you want to talk to me about Jesus? He said, yes, get over here, girl, quick as you can. So he said, I called one of his friends, a veterinarian. I told him, I said, I want you over there with me. I need some support. I don't know what Daddy's going to do, but Daddy just told me he got saved and he wants me to come over. He's going to talk to me about Jesus. This veterinarian said, I have witnessed to your daddy for years and he said, I'm telling you what, I'm going to be there before you get there. I got to see this. If he's saved, I got to see it. And he said, that guy come ripping across there and he got there before I did. We walked in and said, my daddy was sitting there, and as soon as we walked in, he broke into tongues, talking in tongues, praising God, jump up, start throwing his hands up in the air. And I thought, wow, this is awesome. Now, what kind of power do we have as sons and daughters of God? What can we do if we do something in faith? Somebody said, well, how about their will? Ain't got no will. When you pray the prayer of faith, God can supersede all your will. He can change anything. You know that? When you go to the throne of grace, you hit God, hit him on the right day. You know what the right day is? The day that you've got all your sins repented of, you're walking in love, you're doing everything God tells you to do. Is that the right day to hit him? And when you pray that prayer of faith like that, the king says, oh, there's my little son down there. Look at him. Wow. Him and my little daughter, they're praying over the telephone, and both of them got their sins confessed. Wow. They're, believe me, look at what they're saying. They're quoting my word to me. Woo, glory to God. Holy Ghost, go down there and save that man and baptize him with the Holy Ghost. And he did. He got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. 2 weeks later, dropped dead. 2 weeks later. Barely got him in, didn't we, Bill? I love it. I mean, God wants everybody in this earth to be saved, but some of us fight and kick all the way to hell. I mean, I don't want you, God. I don't want you. Kick and scream all the way to hell. And then 1 second after they've closed their eyes in death, they're screaming, God, give me one more chance. Too late then. For if by one man's offense death reigned, that because of Adam, much more they which receive abundance of grace, that's you and me, and the gift of righteousness, that's you and me, shall reign in life. That's right now, by one Jesus Christ. Should we be reigning and ruling as his sons? Yeah. If we're walking obedient to his word, we're walking holy. The king says, come and ask me for anything and I'll give it to you. Is that what he says, Tom? Come and ask me for anything. All you got to do is believe. But you know, most people don't believe. They just don't. Okay, let's go back to where we were in Revelations chapter 5. Then verse 11 and 12. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Is that a few angels? Man, you think you've been in a traffic jam going to Dallas before. You ain't never seen nothing. Wow. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. How would you like to be one of those in there with your hands raised, worshiping and praising the King? Amen. With angels all around. I'm going to be one of those someday. Praise God. 13 and 14. And every creature. Now, how many?
Every
man? Every creature. Every creature. Cheryl says, that includes my dog. My little puppy dog. That includes the whales. I mean, let's go ahead and read that verse. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. That includes me and Tom. We're a creature, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Now that you can take those that are under the earth, that are creatures, I don't care what, whales, crickets, insects, eagles, things flying in the air, you know, trees, everything. Everything is going to be praising the King. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? All of us, we're going to be giving glory to the King of kings and Lord of lords. I can't wait. It's awesome to think about what God has prepared for those that love Him. And I'm one of those that love Him. Aren't you? You're one of those too, praise God. But he's telling us, get ready, guys. These are things that's going to happen. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Now let's go to Revelation 6, verse 1 and on. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw and beheld a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Now, I believe this has already happened. Now, I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, I'm not here saying that I am dogmatic about this, but I believe the white horse is the Catholic Church. I believe the Catholic Church, they used to have white horses. Now, they got white cars and white airplanes. But everything that God's white, the robes are white. Everything the Catholic Church does is white. And so I believe the Catholic Church is the one that they have gone out to conquer. And they've done a pretty good job. You know, they've conquered. I mean, the Catholic Church is probably one of the biggest religions in the whole world. Isn't it? Yeah, they're big. They've done some good things and some bad things. And then he said, and I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. I believe that white, okay, verse 3 says, and when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to that red horse that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. I believe that was communism. I mean, we even call it red, don't we? Yeah. I believe that the red horse was when the communists came to power. When you go back and look at the rulers of the communist parties, they have killed millions and millions and millions of people in their own countries. Yeah. Do you know that? Their own people. I forget which one of the rulers it was in Russia. He killed over 50 million of his own people that professed to be Christians. Was it Stalin? I don't know, whichever one it was. One of those many Russian leaders killed 52 million of his own people. The only thing wrong with them was they professed to be Christians. But he didn't want Christians in his place. He killed them. Now, would you consider that persecution? Yeah, that's a little bit. Yeah. But he killed them. And he said that they should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. Okay, verse 5 and 6. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see, and I behold, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hands. And I heard a voice.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, A Great Earthquake is Coming, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.